WMFO Medford. My name is Jamie. This is We're Having Fun for the first time in a couple weeks. I broke my streak. I was going like six shows in a row, which is great, which is really good for me. 6 weeks in a row. I broke my streak. Spring break. Sunday I was heading up to Montreal for a little spring break time. Although it wasn't really much of a break because we were only there for 3 full days, and so we had to cram in everything the city has to offer into just 72 hours. But, you know, it was fun. It was a good time. But now I'm back, and I get to do the radio, which is, you know, the better thing. It's always nice to have new PSAs in the studio, too. And also a new PSA binder. These rings, you got to feel these rings, man. They're so, can you hear that? Ah, they're so responsive. Oh, it's great. I love it. And it feels new. It has a whole new weight to it. And, man, that's the kind of thing that makes me happy. New binders. I'll just go into Staples. I'll pull one out of the shelf. I'll just do a bit of click-clack action. They're like, why are you doing that, sir? Please stop. The Tufts University Art Gallery proudly presents 3 temporary exhibits for spring 2017 running through May 21st. Coded Couture, is that how you pronounce it? Proposes a new interpretation of fashion where coding is the ultimate design tool for creating customized garments and accessories. I can't pronounce any of these. Evelyn Rides Floating Artifacts examines the life cycles of ocean debris from ancient organisms to fossil fuel at the base of the ocean to quickly manufactured plastic toys and tools on land and back to the ocean as floating fragments for our contemporary lives. The Directed Looking Gallery juxtaposes ancient and modern art through a wide variety of media to help foster creative and artistic thinking. The Tufts University Art Gallery is located in the Aitkman Art Center at 40 Talbot Avenue on the Somerville Medford campus of Tufts University. All exhibits and related programming are free, open to the public, and fully accessible. For more information, just search the web for Tufts University Art Gallery, or you can call 617-627-3518. That's 617-627-3518. This has been a public service and message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Oh, look at that. They have like little footnotes in this PSA. I've never seen that before. And it tells you how to pronounce the name couture in French. That's the French way. But couture. I see. And there's some little footnotes too. Where's the first one? Couture, the occupation of a courtier, dressmaking and designing. Where's the second one? Wow. Wait a minute. Okay, so I guess it refers to, this is some improper footnote techniques here. I don't like this, because it has the superscript one after the word couture, but then it has like 1, 2, 3, 4 at the bottom. I don't like that. I don't like that at all. But, you know, whatever. It's a new PSA, which is all I can ask for. I'm kind of sick of reading the organ donation one. It's time we get some changes around here. Speaking of changes, speaking of core changes, I got some songs coming up for you guys. I got some new music, which I'm really excited to share because I missed last week, so there's a lot of new music piling up that I got to share because I'm sure you haven't heard it before if you're not listening to this show. How about some new real estate?
no substitute. Who even knows the truth? The truth.
New Gorillaz with Andromeda off of their upcoming album Humans, which is their long anticipated album, first album in 6 or 7 years, I think. So it's getting a lot of buzz. They dropped four singles, five, I think. And honestly, for me, pretty mixed how I feel about them. But like the one with Benjamin Clementine, I'm in the minority here. I'm not the biggest Benjamin Clementine guy. I recognize his talent and his passion and his how he sings with a lot of conviction, and his songs are very powerful, but they're just not for me. So I feel like he didn't really blend well with Gorillaz. But that's all right. The song I just played was good, in my opinion. Before that, Cave by Future Islands off of The Far Field, their new album coming out this year, which I'm looking forward to. They released two singles off of that, which both kind of have that singlesy vibe, like the vibe from their last album single called Singles, which is confusing, but good tracks coming out of Future Islands for now. And before that, Real Estate with Stained Glass off of their new album In Mind, which is out now. You can go listen to it. Ah, man, I was super excited for this album. It's their fourth album, I think. I was really looking forward to it. I thought it was going to be great because the singles they put out for it are phenomenal, in my opinion. And those two songs are in like the first three tracks, and then the rest of it's just like pretty forgettable, which sucks. Because their last two, I feel like, are more like it's all easygoing stuff. So if you need something easygoing, then I recommend it. But it's just like kind of forgettable. I don't know. It's kind of a bummer. Let's see. I think I have more tunes coming up. What do I have? Oh, yeah. Ooh, new from Spoon. New from Spoon.
Someone stepped out one morning. The ground to be his bed, the sky his awning.
Alt J with Relax, the 3WW off of their newest album coming out soon, Relaxer, their third record. I like it. I think it's a good single. It's pretty different from a lot of the stuff they've done before, but I kind of dig it. It's interesting. Didn't really like what they did on their last LP. So, you know, I think this sort of change in sound and direction is good. They're going even less, you know. Their first album was, I mean, they're not playing, you know, I guess I'd call it rock, but like it's not, you know. But they went even more sort of subtle on their last album, and now they're going even more down that road. And I think it's good. I didn't like it at first. First time I was like, what is this? But I kind of like it now. All right. We're going to take a break from the new stuff for a little bit. We're going to cruise on into our dad block here. It's the Jay Giles Band, 91.5 WMFO Medford. You know when you put Spotify on mute and then you play the song and then it doesn't play? That's pretty annoying.
She loves him, and he love stinks.
Love stinks.
That was not the song I wanted to play. Rivendell, get your stuff together. Come on. Making me do this in the middle of a show. Are you kidding me? That was supposed to be a different song. Did I just get bamboozled again? Just got bamboozled. This happens. Oh, this happens so much. It's like, come on. Jimi Hendrix.
Somewhere a queen is weeping.
experience with the Wind Cries Mary request from my dad. Are you experienced? Before that, Jay Giles Band with Love Stinks. Yeah. Sorry about that little mix-up. Rivendell is always sort of, I don't know, you never, it's always, it's a bit of a gamble whenever you queue up a song on Rivendell, because some of the songs are, they say they're the studio version, but then they're the live version, and sometimes they say they're a song, but they're just a completely different song entirely, apparently. You know, you never really know what you're gonna get with this little program. For those who don't know, Rivendell is the automation system that we use to play music when DJs are not present in the studio, and also you can use it as like a music library to queue up songs, and it is not the most reliable, but hey, you know what, it works, you know, for the purpose it was intended for, I guess. So I guess there's that. I got one more tune for y'all before getting out of here. Probably one of my favorite songs to come out this year. Really excited for the album that is gonna come out with it. You guessed it, it's Fleet Foxes, 91.5 WMFO.
Did you change overnight? Second sun on the other line.
Second time. sweet angel, she'll bless you. Hold fast to the wind. Hold fast to the wind.
Fleet Foxes, 91.5 WMFO Medford, with 3rd of May slash thing I'm not going to try to pronounce, but it's a Japanese word. The first single from their third upcoming album coming out called Crack Up, which I'm looking forward to. Things coming out in June, so that should be great. It's their first album in like six years, I think, and I'm so excited. If it's going to sound like that, then give me all that you got. Call me a fanboy, because that's what I am, boy. All right, I'm done here. I'm going to take off a bit, just a little bit early. But yeah, stay tuned right here to 91.5 WMFO Medford. Play us out. Oh, I did the... All right.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You've accidentally cut your daughter's bangs unevenly. Do you A, line things up a centimeter from her hairline?
Man, oh man.
No, sweatbands are so hot right now. Everyone's wearing them, like that basketball player and that other basketball player.
B, get spiritual.
Mom, where did all the mirrors go?
A reflection could never capture our true selves.
Huh?
Beauty is within.
C, look on the bright side.
Less time blow drying, more time texting.
Or D, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have
Ta-da! To... Twinsies!
I kind of love it. As a parent, there are no perfect answers. But you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Ah! you betcha, yeah.
Closer.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Can you be any more specific?
Yeah, you're darn
tootin'. 91.5 WMMO. Medford.
End of story.
Coming on, we are made.